People visiting or living along the Pacific Northwest coast may be completely cut off after the big one, the feared magnitude 9 Cascadia earthquake. For that reason, the U.S. Navy has been scouting landing sites along the coast for disaster relief delivery by sea. Correspondent Tom Bonsi rode on a hulking Navy hovercraft during a demonstration of amphibious landing with supplies. Here's his report from Sunset Beach in Clatsop County, Oregon.
The scenario is this: a monster earthquake followed by a tsunami spawned by the offshore Cascadia Fault Zone. The Pacific Northwest coast is devastated. Highways in all directions busted and broken. Help from the outside has to come by air or by sea. The U.S. Navy this week demonstrated what relief by sea could look like. It's both noisy as all get out and induces big smiles. The Navy launched two hovercraft from a mothership about 3 miles offshore, the amphibious assault ship USS Anchorage. The hovercraft plow through the surf right up onto the hard-packed beach near Camp Rylea. A large crowd of onlookers on shore all get earplugs. In this exercise, heavy road clearing equipment drives off onto land, but Lieutenant Commander Chris McCurry says the Navy could bring any number of needed supplies.
Our ability to put vehicles and equipment onto the beach anywhere along the coastline is something that really nobody else can bring, and we can do it very quickly.
McCurry grew up in Oregon before joining the Navy.
To be able to come back here to see the Oregon coastline and to picture what it would be like to be able to provide emergency assistance of all types, whether it be water, food, industrial equipment, medical capabilities, it's just, you know, it makes me very proud, both of my state and of the United States Navy, that I've been a part of for 25 years.
The big ships the Navy envisions using for Cascadia earthquake relief, including this one, are homeported in San Diego. Another officer says it could take up to 3 days to get underway and another 3 to 4 to motor up the West Coast to the scene. That means personal preparedness is still the rule, says Oregon Office of Emergency Management Director Andrew Phelps.
We certainly know that it's going to not be an immediate response. The Navy is by no stretch a first response organization. They will be coming. But that's really why we message to Oregonians to be ready for at least 2 weeks for any emergency or disaster, let alone a Cascadia earthquake and tsunami.
A disaster preparedness volunteer from coastal Manzanita, Oregon, figures her town will be isolated for a long time in the aftermath of a major earthquake. Linda Kozlowski used the demonstration to do a little lobbying with the Navy officials.
My goal now is to get them to Manzanita so we can do our own evacuation there.
Kozlowski says she drew some comfort from watching the hovercraft come ashore.
And hopefully we'll never use them, but knowing that they are there and we have that capacity means you don't have to worry. I mean, it's all about being prepared, having a plan, and then hoping you never have to use it.
Astoria resident Lori Miller watched from a beach chair at the base of a dune as the very large hovercraft kicked up spray and sand. Miller says she hadn't thought about earthquake relief coming in like this before.
Well, if people are hungry or thirsty or need help getting out, that's still going to get here at least.
Yeah, will this be a sight for sore eyes if you're...
Yeah.
If you happen to be here. And,
oh, yes.
This week's demonstration follows two prior practice amphibious landings a couple years ago in Newport, Oregon and Westport, Washington. A Navy team returns to the Northwest coast later this month to survey more landing spots with the eventual goal of having options at the ready from Port Angeles in the north to Gold Beach in the south. I'm Tom Bonsi near Warrenton, Oregon.